This is Coffee Break on Sunny 1230. Every day at this time, we open our microphones to individuals and groups that have some good news to share, creating a positive influence, or helping others in our community. Opinions heard during Coffee Break are those of our guests and listeners and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Sunrise Broadcasting. Now, pour another cup as we begin this morning's Coffee Break on Sunny 1230.
And joining us this morning for Coffee Break, I've got two very fine ladies. We're going to be talking with Sue Nelson and Diane Gage. Diane is the Fine Arts Coordinator at D.C. Everest Senior High School. And Sue Nelson is the Program Manager with the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And Sue, you want to talk to us today, along with Diane, about Beyond Pencils and Crayons and some grants that are coming up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's an exciting time. Just to give a little bit of background on Beyond Pencils and Crayons grants, the Community Foundation piloted Beyond Pencils in 1997. The foundation at that time was about 10 years old, and we were starting to do some granting. We had built up a pretty good treasury for the community, and we're making grants. We were getting a lot of requests from schools for things like, back then it was, we want to get something called the internet and, you know, some technical things like that. And our board came up with a program called Beyond Pencils to put all of those requests in one pool so that a selection committee could look at them. And we came up with Beyond Pencils in 1997 and awarded about 24 grants that year. It's very competitive.
You had about 75 applicants that year, so about one in three.
Right. And since that time, we have included all schools in Marathon County, K through 12, grew from Beyond Pencils to Beyond Pencils and Crayons, including all elementary schools as well.
Ah, I was wondering where the crayons came in.
Pencils and crayons.
I thought you were looking at my desk again.
That's all right.
So you've got grants now available to all teachers in Marathon County, public and private schools, K through 12. About how many grants have been awarded since 1997?
Well, there's been about 350. We've awarded nearly $440,000 over that year. Our board has allocated $25,000 to award this year. So that's what we really want to talk about. Let's get some applicants in for this year.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks or pencils and crayons, depending
pencils
on
and
how
crayons
you want to look at it. Because if you put the brass tacks, I'll probably sit on them. Anyway, the largest grants you've ever put out are about how much?
$5,000. We award grants anywhere from $250 to $5,000.
And the average grant is about how much?
$1,250 would be an average grant. So it doesn't take much to get some real exciting programming into the schools.
I can only imagine. Some of the sample grants?
Well, we've got some really cool things that we've funded over the years. The D.C. Everest area has put several proposals in. We've done some drumming programs. The drumming program has really grown at D.C. Everest over the years. That's one thing that we've done. Another thing
I thought that's what my students did when they were bored with my lecture.
That's probably. And I'm doing it here.
You don't have to be so agreeable.
I'm doing it here a little bit too, Oliver. No, just kidding. Just kidding. The other thing that seems to be kind of a hot thing that is growing in the schools is teaching them healthy lifestyles and kind of like a seeds to salads kind of themes we've been seeing, teaching kids how to grow gardens, grow their own foods. We were involved in the greenhouse project out at Hatley Elementary School a couple years ago. So that was kind of a fun project that we did.
You mean you don't have a project for growing a pizza and French fry tree?
I wish.
Oh,
I wish.
Darn. There goes my application.
Another project that we have funded that people may be familiar with is A Walk in Their Shoes, where local school districts have all come together as a consortium to bring speakers in on issues. We had Carlotta, who was one of the Little Rock 9, the integration of the blacks into the white school at Little Rock. She came in this year and spoke about that, and there were more than 4,000 students that heard her story this year.
Wow!
So that was fun.
Now you funded. Can't read my own writing here. Funded about 9 projects last year, about $16,000. Applicant pool's been down a little bit the last couple of years, but we want that to end now.
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, Diane Gage is here, and she is the DC Everest Arts Education Coordinator. And you have got some great work that you've been doing on accentuating the positive. Since I'm not there and I'm not involved with music, it certainly will be positive because I can neither sing nor play. But you've been working on some things in all seriousness throughout the visual arts department. Talk to us a little bit about some of it.
Yeah, well, we've been very thankful for the Community Foundation and the funding they provide us. So we take advantage and we like to enhance our curriculum through many different opportunities. So we actually have 3 visual art projects this year that we took on. The Accentuate the Positive was something we did earlier this year, and we brought in Joel Tanis from Michigan, and he is a mural artist. This is now our 5th Beyond Pencils and Crayon grant that we've funded to have Joel come to our school to work on mural projects.
Now, I think of murals as being the kinds of things you sometimes see in areas that have been rejuvenated in inner cities, and they get kids, and they're building long size. Talk to us a little bit about these murals.
Right. We have a variety of different sizes. The first two that Joel did actually are a full-length hallway. They're about 25 feet long. There's one at Rothschild Elementary. Actually, our old Schofield Elementary also was one of the first projects that Joel Tanis did with us.
I hope that gets preserved.
I'm not sure where the status of that is.
Oh,
but
okay. Well, you know, it's one of those things where you'd like to be able to see it live on.
Right. And then at Mountain Bay, we also have about a 25 to 30 foot long hallway that has been muralized by Joel and the students. And then more recent projects have been a little bit on a smaller scale. We've actually taken 4x8 sheets of plywood or some type of structure and material, and it had the kids design the murals on that, and then we've anchored those to the hallway walls at the middle school, the junior high, and now the high school.
Wow. Now, visual arts, Diane.
Yes.
Covers what broad range of subject areas?
There's drawing and painting, there's ceramics, there's photography. The latest is the media craze of graphic design and a little bit of animation and gaming and those kind of things.
Now, each one of these murals incorporated any particular theme?
We, at the middle school, we incorporated our mascot, which was the Timberwolf. At the junior high last year, we actually incorporated a positive. We were emphasizing positive things about what it was to be at the junior high. So it incorporated all the different athletics and academics. And this most recent one at the high school was a focus on all the 10 academic areas that we offer at the high school.
So basically everything from visual arts and music, technical education, business, marketing, family and consumer education.
Correct.
Phy-Ed, language, as well as the ubiquitous math, science, social studies, and English. I remember one of the math teachers had not mural, but math symbols all over his classroom because our youngest daughter helped with that. And those are the kinds of things that leave some lasting memories and also some lasting impressions from students as they move on. But there's another project here. What makes Wausau a great place to live?
Right. This was one of my favorite projects.
Yeah, and this is actually a collaboration project between the Wausau, Everest, and Newman schools. And it came about because the Laiaki currently has finished up a exhibition called National Geographic's 50 Greatest Photographs exhibit. And we kind of spun off of that, and we wanted the kids to be able to create and learn how to think about WASA in a maybe a different way than what they know it as. So we started by having Brooke Shaden, who is a visual photographer, artist from Arizona, come out and talk to the kids about a different approach to creating art. And she uses photography as her medium, but what she taught the kids really applies to any type of visual art project that they might be working on. And she uses the storytelling method where the kids actually develop their storyline, and then they have to kind of build the different parts of their character or the picture's character by thinking about what they need to do in order to capture those moments, and then obviously putting it together in their conclusion of the final project.
Now, there's going to be some online voting on this as well.
Yeah, currently we have on the Leahkee Woodson Art Museum website, there is a voting going on for those students who have completed the project and submitted their photographs for a competition. So you can go on their website and vote for one photograph a day. There are about 50 photographs on there, and our goal is to select the top 35 photographs, and then those will be framed professionally and put in an exhibition in the Leahkee starting on March 26th. And then after that, we are looking for businesses to adopt those photos so that we might keep those photographs alive and out in the public. So we'll be approaching some businesses and getting that word out through the chamber.
Adopt a photo project.
Adopt a photo project, exactly.
Wow.
Right. It's similar to...
Do we have adoption fees known yet, or are that be coming?
We are asking $100, and that will be for a 16 by 20 size photograph that is professionally framed and matted.
Wow. And
that sounds like a deal to me.
I was going to say, I'm thinking of where can I put a 16 by 20? I'm going to have to talk to the chief interior decorator, however, because she knows I would either put it in the wrong place or just say, I want it here, just set it here, and I'm just going to look at it. But, you know, 16 by 20, $100, an opportunity to adopt. But you got one more project to tell us about.
Yeah, currently we have Connie Graham, one of our elementary art teachers at Mountain Bay. She's been very active in the Beyond Pencils and Crayon Grant program. She does one almost every year. And this year, she was inspired by Dave Chihuly, who was a glass maker. And last year, or a couple years ago, they did a similar project, but she used plastic bottles to kind of create the same kind of, he does glass trees. And so she did that through using different colors of plastic bottles and whatnot and creating sculptures that way. And this year, she really wanted to get into the actual glass making and teach kids about how to layer glass to create different colors and textures. And so she partnered up with Martina Strelo at Clay Corner, and we want to thank Martina for all of her hours that she's given the children and Mrs. Graham this week. It's been a great collaboration. And so every student in the school, K through 5, is putting together a glass work this week, and that'll all be put in a big mosaic sculpture that will be mounted in the foyer out at Mountain Bay.
Now, you've heard about some of these examples. If you're a teacher out there, and I know you're already probably starting your day, but there's more information on this on the website, correct?
And our website is www.cfoncw.org.
And that's for Central Wisconsin, no, Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, CFONCW.org. You're looking, Sue, for teachers to apply. You've got $25,000 committed. The projects will be completed during the 2015-16 school year, and the grants can range from as low as $250 all the way up to $5,000, and you're wanting to put out almost 50% more than 50% more than you did last year when you put out $16,000. You're up in the ante to $25,000 for projects. And again, the website to go to is www.CF, for Community Foundation, ONCW of North Central Wisconsin.org, www.CFONCW.org. If you are a public school teacher, K through 12, public, private, anywhere in Marathon County, this is your opportunity to get some funding for some really creative stuff, like you heard Diane talking about. But it's not just limited to the fine arts area, is it?
That's true. It would be any area that teachers are involved in. We really are looking for creative and innovative programming. The whole idea of Beyond Pencils and Crayons is to acknowledge and recognize exceptional teachers for the work that they are doing. It's our way of thanking them for what they do. Mission at the Community Foundation is to create a vibrant and a livable community. And what better way to do that is to have excellent educational facilities. And it all starts with those teachers that work so hard with the students day after day. So it's our way of saying thank you.
And we appreciate you coming on. The application deadline is May 1st. After that, by the end of June, recipients will be notified so they can plan to move their projects into next year's curriculum. And if you want to apply, go to the website www.cfoncw.org, click on the Apply Now button, and that'll take you to the grants information page. It's so simple, even I could probably do it. Well, maybe. But
yes,
thank you,
could.
Sue. Thank you, Diane. And we'll look forward to hearing some of the results later on.
Thank you.